Hello, brothers and sisters. It's Jonathan Ritter, and it's Friday. Hope you guys made it through the week. Came across this devotional. I'd like to share it with you guys. The title's called Resting Faith. And the main scriptural text here is James chapter 1, verse 3. I'm reading from the King James Version. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith work patience. Dwight L. Moody was fond of pointing out that there are three kinds of faith in Jesus Christ. A struggling faith, which is like a man floundering and fearful in deep water. A clinging faith, which is like a man hanging to the side of a boat. And a resting faith, which finds a man safe inside the boat, strong and secure enough to reach out his hand to help someone else. Notice that each man had faith. Each knew the boat was his only hope. But only one had the resting faith. Only one had discovered he could actually be in the boat, where all he had to do was rest. This is the kind of faith God wants us to have, a faith that trusts him totally. But sometimes we discover in reality only after we have endured a struggle or a clinging faith. Sometimes we only realize we can get in the boat where the storm rages and we cry out to God with a new faith. Then, of course, our Savior graciously extends his hand and says, Matthew 11:28, which is a beautiful passage. Let me flip. Pages is stuck on it. I'll get them pages out. Come unto me, all ye that is labored and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And the hope for today, guys, is this. Are you in the boat with a resting faith? Then look around you. Use what you know to be true of God to help strengthen someone else's faith. There's always room for more in the boat. As we go through this weekend, guys, and of course Saturday I'm doing the Bible study, I encourage you guys to listen to that. Check it out on my website and into Sunday, into our services and the ones that are having services and maybe online and some of are in person that we realize whoever comes our way in this life as a child of God, we should never let the devil destroy our faith in the one true living God. Who will keep us when everything else is falling apart? We just have to have that faith, right? That resting faith. So, love you guys. Y'all have a good weekend. Bye.